ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to talk about the ESA launcher activities from the perspective of reducing launch costs. I will do this by individually addressing the three main development lines in ESA launcher activities. Ariane 5 developments and improvements. Secondly, small low-cost launcher vehicle, Vega. And thirdly, future launcher technologies development program for the next generation of launchers. But first, a few words about Europe's present workhorse, the Ariane 4. The Ariane 4 launcher has allowed Europe, through Arianespace, our launch service company, to achieve a prominent position in the commercial launch market. The launch rate achieved is now more than 12 per year, essentially driven by the requirements for telecommunications satellites into geostationary transfer orbit. Next week, 6th of October, we foresee the next Ariane 5 launch from Kourou, carrying two commercial geostationary telecommunications satellites. In 87, the Ariane 5 development program started in earnest. Ariane 5 is a launcher with a completely new design, with no or very little heritage from the Ariane 4 family. Its original design goals, in addition to simplicity, low cost, high reliability, easy operations, etc., was to be capable to deliver big loads to low Earth orbit as well as being an efficient deliverer of telecommunications satellites to geostationary transfer orbit. This capability makes it well positioned when we now look at the developing launcher market. The first qualification launch in 1996 was a failure due to a software problem. The second qualification flight in 1997 was a complete success. The third qualification flight, 503, is now planned for the 20th of October and carries very few modifications compared to the 502 configuration. And there is a picture from the 503 preparation. Now, if we take a look at the market trends that decides the requirements for the launch services, we see that telecommunication satellites to geostationary transfer orbit will remain an Ariane 5 core business, but that the low Earth and medium orbits are rapidly becoming a big market through the telecommunications constellations. Now, these constellations require a different launcher strategy with a single launcher delivering several satellites to their final orbit. The scientific and Earth observation market will remain more or less at the present level, although I believe that the mass of these satellites will go down. In the geostationary satellite market, we have seen big changes over the last 2 years. With drastic increase in satellite mass illustrated in this chart. Already we see 5.5-ton satellites being projected, and beyond 2003, 80% of the GTO satellites will have a mass above 3 tons. As the key to success for the Ariane launchers is being capable of double launchings, this chart shows the performance requirements for Ariane 5 expressed in half Ariane 5 capability to GTO in order to easily compare it with satellite mass. And the green there is the real requirement if you look at the trends on the market. This leads Europe to pursue three axes to reduce cost and at the same time adapt Ariane 5 to the rapidly changing market. Number one, reduce recurrent production cost by investments in rational and efficient production and operation facilities. This leads to investments at the tune of more than $1 billion for Arianespace and the launch industry. Two, increase the Ariane 5 performance by successive steps. One, Ariane Evolution Program, which is ongoing since 3 years and improves the Ariane 5 lower composite by an upgraded Vulcan engine and refinements which offloads mass from the vehicle. And then the proposed and the now proposed Ariane 5 Plus program that introduces a new cryogenic upper stage. Now, these improvements roughly double the Ariane 5 capability to deliver satellites to GTO. In figures, Ariane 5 will be able to deliver 2 5.5-ton satellites to geostationary transfer orbit. This results in considerable cost reductions in dollar per kilo. And then thirdly, the present storable propellant stage is adapted to the requirement of the constellation market by introducing the capability of multiple ignition and thus being able to deliver several low Earth orbit satellites to their final orbit. Next. This chart shows the modification for the Ariane 5, which multi-ignitable, we call it Ariane 5 versatile, and this configuration will be ready by 2002. As far as the Ariane 5 cryogenic upper stage is concerned, we will develop that in two steps. First step, develop a new stage, tanks, structure, etc., and use the existing Ariane 4 cryogenic engine, the HM7B. This will upgrade the Ariane 5 capability to launch 2 4.5-ton satellites into geostationary transfer orbit. And this capability will be available in 2002 as well. The second step for this improvement will adopt larger propellant tanks with a new cryogenic engine. This engine, it's called MESCO, will be a 150 kilonewton expander cycle engine with separate turbopumps. It will have a target specific impulse of 460 seconds and it will be reignitable as well. This chart shows the performance evolution of Ariane 5 achieved with the two versions of cryogenic upper stages. You see the what we call the ESCA is with the present Ariane 4 cryogenic engine, and ESCB is the performance with the new MESCO engine. Now, in parallel, on the line below that, we will have the Ariane 5 versatile with storable propellant upper stage for less demanding mission, but primarily targeting the constellation markets. The next one is another view graph showing the two principal versions that will be available of the Ariane 5. The Ariane 5 versatile with storable propellant upper stage, and the Ariane 5 cryogenic high performance, but also, in this case, reignitable. Turning now to the small launcher vehicle, Vega. There is a general requirement to reduce the total mission cost, especially for scientific and Earth observation missions. To achieve this, it's necessary to have a low-cost access capability. In parallel, telecommunication constellation operators are interested to have a low-cost, rapid satellite replacement response to individual satellite failures in different orbits. These requirements define the European small launcher development, the Vega project. But there are two additional driving parameters, and they are development cost and recurrent cost. The recurrent cost requirement corresponds to a target launch service price of $20 million. These two parameters will be met by using already developed Ariane 5 hardware and using the Ariane 5 production facilities as far as possible. The performance now being identified is 800 kilos in 1,200 kilometers, 100 degrees inclination. The launch site will be the European spaceport in Kourou, French Guiana. Vega is composed of three solid propulsion stages with an additional liquid propulsion upper module for attitude and orbital control. The Vega first stage uses the solid rocket motor derived from Ariane 5 solid booster P230 with a reduced propellant mass named P85. The Vega second stage is propelled by the Zefiro solid motor, whose development has been initiated by Fiat Avio under contract by the Italian space agency ASI. Zefiro is a 16-ton solid propellant motor. The first Zefiro test firing was successfully carried out in June this year, and this was the test stand. The Vega launcher was proposed by Italy as an ESA program early 98, and the first step of the Vega development was approved by ESA Council in June 1998. So, next. Coming now to the long-term future, the question posed is it possible with new technologies to drive down launch costs considerably? For us, a factor three or more. And if so, what is required? How much does it cost? In the beginning of 1994, ESA initiated the Future European Space Transportation Investigation Program, FESTIP, with the objective of evaluating and comparing several reusable and partially reusable launch systems in order to assess their technical feasibility and projected development cost, and to initiate the development of the required technologies. The program has been organized in system studies and five technology studies, all suitably coordinated. The system studies are led by Daimler-Benz Aerospace, with the participation of a large number of European companies. The system studies has traded off several families of reusable or semi-reusable launches, including single-stage to orbit and two-stage to orbit configurations. The preliminary conclusions of the FESTIP system studies is summarized as follows. Single-stage to orbit vehicles are very demanding in terms of technology and development cost. Air breeding is probably feasible for a two-stage to orbit vehicle, but will almost double the development cost compared to rocket-propelled vehicles. Future work in ESA will be mainly oriented toward two-stage rocket-propelled launches, including fully reusable two-stage to orbit vehicle, suborbital reusable vehicles with expendable upper stages, two-stage vehicles with reusable flyback first stage and expendable second stage. In parallel with the system studies, technology activities has been pursued in five areas: its structures, materials, propulsions, aerothermodynamics, and heat management. The next few view graphs show some technology work performed, which indicate that we put emphasis on doing hardware development and not only paper studies. ESA will propose a future launches technologies program to its member states for approval in 1999. The objective of the so-called FLTP will be: one, to continue development and validation of the technologies required to make possible the realization of a new generation of launchers. Two, to provide the elements through further system analysis, enabling a decision for the development of the next generation of European launchers. A step-by-step approach is foreseen to arrive to a program decision which includes hardware development, experimental flying test vehicles, and technical verification programs. A program development decision is foreseen around 2007 and will then be based on solid data regarding technology availability and development costs. Then, just to conclude what I said, these launcher activities follow three main axes: increase of performance of the Ariane 5 expendable launcher to satisfy future heavy satellites needs, to reduce cost per kilo, development of low-cost launch vehicle for small payloads, for low-cost missions, and development of technologies required for a new generation of reusable or partially reusable launchers, having the objective of a drastic reduction of access to space cost. Thank you.